Mr. Baseball, Mike Causey. What happened to him? He's not there. You there now, Mike?
Hello?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
All right. For some reason, did you call a few minutes ago?
Yep.
Yeah, for some reason, it didn't take.
I heard the click, but I got clicked off.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you're always clicked off.
I'm clicked off today.
Yeah, what? You're heading off today?
Nope. I canceled my trip because my knee hurts too much.
No.
Can't sit on a plane that long.
Oh, man. Can you? Well, it might snow again later on this weekend. Can you get out before the weekend, you think?
No. I canceled my flights. There's no way I can get out.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and I got to fill out 9,000 papers to get my money back for the insurance that I got. You would think you got the insurance, you'll say, okay, yeah, all right, we're good. No. Now you got to fill out 9,000 pieces of paper.
Yeah, well,
it's a joke.
Well, I hope your knee feels better.
Yeah, me too. Still hurts.
Well, the dream day happened for the Yankees yesterday. Stanton, Sanchez, and Judge all hit home runs.
Well, we need to take a poll. Who's the worst team in baseball, the Marlins or the Rays?
Don't
jump to conclusions too quick.
I think you can throw the Orioles in there, too. I think it's a combination between...
I told you the Orioles stink, but the Orioles are a better team. They have more talent than those two teams.
So probably the Rays would probably be the worst.
I still think it's the Marlins, okay. But the Rays are giving them a run for the money.
Yeah. You got to beat up on the minies, though. You got to beat them up.
They shouldn't even be in the league.
they
shouldn't be in the league, and Jeter should be in jail.
That's the Marlins.
Same thing.
Not the Rays. You can't blame Jeter for the Rays.
No, you can't blame him for the Rays, but the Marlins stink.
Well, you said that was going to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
So it was.
Yeah. So the three Stooges of the Yankees hit homers and they won. So we'll see. But that's, you know, Stanton hit a homer his first time up, and everybody got giddy. He's got five hits. He's got five hits. Mm. Three homers, two doubles, no singles. That's not a recipe for success.
All right.
It's not.
All right. I'll take it, though. How many RBIs does he have?
Well, at least five. At least five, unless he hit two solos.
He's got ribbies. Anyways, for one game, they did what they're meant to do.
Yeah, the Mets are 4-1.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
The amazing Mets. We can call them, you know, remember the back when they used to be the amazing Mets?
Yeah, but that was for amazing in a different way.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll
Which
be amazing.
Which still could turn.
Yeah, I was going to say, you never can tell.
Nope. But you know what? Yesterday, it was a bad day. I was home. I was waiting for the Mets game to come on because I wanted to watch Syndergaard pitch. And the Mets were on Facebook. What the hell is that about?
You mean it wasn't on TV?
It was not on TV.
It was on Facebook.
There's going to be, I learned last night, Wednesday afternoon games for pretty much all season that are going to be broadcast on Facebook and nowhere else.
What?
Yes, you heard me correctly. And all major league teams will be involved in it. And, of course, that would have to happen twice because teams can't play by themselves. So I think there's like 30 weeks or something like that involved in this. And that's going to happen all year, and every team, even the Yankees, will be on Facebook and nowhere else.
There has to be money involved in this somewhere.
There's got to be something involved in it. Either that or pictures of somebody with a goat.
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous. To force somebody to watch a game on a computer is insanity. Insanity. If you want to be able to have these millennials interested in these games, you got to do something else, not this. And if, quite frankly, if they're not interested in baseball, let them go play Tank Hunt or something, whatever they play on their video game. Let them go play. Who cares? Baseball doesn't need them. Yes. There's people that like baseball, that are young, that will watch baseball forever. You don't need somebody that's playing Shark Hunt to watch a baseball game just because they can watch it on their phone. You don't need it.
I think there's three things that are absurd to put on the internet and to watch. One are movies. Come on. You need a bigger screen. Watch, I don't care how big your computer screen is, it's still a computer.
Well, that's for the people that have, like, ants in their pants that are on airplanes that can't sit still for 3 hours. They have to do something. Why? Can't you just close your eyes for 5 minutes?
And another thing on computer is sports. I think it's bad enough when you have sports, but now at least you have big TVs and you have HD TV, and sports is much better on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But really, sports is meant to be watched. You're to be involved in it. Anything that's entertaining, okay? Whether it's sports, whether it's a play, whether it's music, anything that's entertaining should be the best way to see it is live, not on a computer.
Well, the only thing I could think of is because they want these people, I'm being nice today, to be involved in it by making their chat on the side of the screen. These are people that probably don't know one end of a bat from another and probably don't even know how to put a glove on. Who cares about them? I don't. Put the game on the TV where it's supposed to be. If you want to have it on there for these simpletons, fine. Have it on there as well, but don't limit it to just that.
Yep, you're
absolutely
right.
Ridiculous.
All
I wanted to do is watch Syndergaard pitch yesterday, and I couldn't do it because it was on a computer, and I refused to sit in front of a computer and watch a baseball game.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
Hockey.
You don't want to go to the Masters?
Who? Are we talking about American history?
All right, let's go to hockey.
Tonight, the Devils play Toronto, and which could solidify them into a playoff spot. But if you look at the playoffs right now, everybody was looking at the Devils about a week and a half ago as just skating into the playoffs, hanging on to the bottom spot. Well, right now, they could finish as high as second place in the Metropolitan Division. They're only 1 point behind Columbus and Pittsburgh, and all three teams only have two games to play. All three teams are playing good. If anyone's not playing good, it's the Penguins, who've won 5 out of their last 10. Columbus, 8 out of 10, and the Devils, 7 out of 10. So anything could happen here, and the Flyers are only 1 point behind the Devils. So you have four teams 2 points apart with two games to play. So when the dust settles on Saturday, you'll know exactly where the Devils wind up. But in all likelihood, they will be making the playoffs. There's an outside chance that they won't, but that's very, very, very slim that that'll happen. The Panthers have 3 games left, 2 of them against Boston, and that extra game is because of a snowstorm. So technically, the Panthers could finish with 96 points and knock either the Devils, the Flyers, the Blue Jackets, or the Penguins out, for that matter, because they only have 96 points. So if any of those teams go 0-2 and the Panthers go 3-0, they'll sneak in and one of those teams won't make it. So you got 5 teams playing for 4 spots, and what more can you ask for that in the last 2 games of the regular season?